Let me run through some more principles that we keep in mind that will be included in the mental exercises from now on. Mr. Silva points out to us that objective physical communication takes place at beta, at the left brain dimension, using objective physical senses. For instance, we use our hearing for perception, we use our voice for transmission. Now, subjective spiritual communication takes place at the alpha dimension, the right brain dimension, by using spiritual senses. We're talking about intuition. What are the tools of our intuition? Visualization is used for perception, and imagination is used for transmission. Now, in the objective physical dimension, the past is behind us. The present is our present position, where we are now. The future is in front of us. In the subjective dimension, his research found that it works differently. In the subjective spiritual dimension, the past is to your right, towards your right. The present is centered, straight ahead, and the future is towards your left. So when we're doing our programming later, that's the sequence that we'll use. So those statements will be included from now on in the mental training exercises. Let me go through a formula that Mr. Silva has always included in the course. He put this at the very end of the course. After all the other statements, after all the self-help techniques, he put this statement at the very end of the course, very end of the conditioning cycle, also happens to be the most powerful position in the mental training exercise, a conditioning cycle. Reads like this, and you already heard it in the long relaxation exercise, and you'll hear it again in every exercise that we do. It says, you will continue to strive to take part in constructive and creative activities to make this a better world to live in, so that when we move on, we shall have left behind a better world for those who follow. You will consider the whole of humanity, depending on their ages, as fathers or mothers, brothers or sisters, sons or daughters. You are a superior human being. You have greater understanding, compassion, and patience with others. That is an amazing statement. It was in the course for a long time, and people simply repeated it by rote without thinking about it too much. Well, I'm an old newspaper reporter, so I wanted to understand every bit of it. It took a while to sort it all out and to really understand what he meant. You will continue to strive. Some people think that's a negative term. I will do it. I will do it. No, our job is to put forth an honest effort to do what we're assigned to do by higher intelligence, to move forward with that. Sometimes we have to take a couple of steps forward to clear the way and then get redirected to the ultimate goal. So sometimes we find that our goals change. We need to be open to the guidance from higher intelligence, continue to do the very best that we can with the attitude, may the best be done for all concerned. I may not know what's best for all concerned, but somebody does. We call that somebody or something higher intelligence. So we leave it up to higher intelligence to give us the guidance that we need, and we do everything that we're assigned to do. You continue to strive to take part in constructive and creative activities. The Creator creates. This was developed, our planet was developed by a Creator, not a destroyer. This is what we should do. If we want to be close to the Creator, we need to do what the Creator does, which is to create a better life, to create a paradise on planet Earth, as Michael mentioned. Constructive and creative activities to make this a better world to live in. That's the goal. So that when we move on, we shall have left behind a better world for those who follow. Now, to some people, that might seem like a strange statement. Why would we want to do something that somebody's going to benefit from after we're gone? They can't compensate us for that. What's in it for us? Why should we do that? I asked Mr. Silva one time, I said, that's a statement of unselfishness, isn't it? And he looked so surprised, I think, that someone finally understood exactly what he was trying to get at. And his answer to me was, if it were not for that attitude, we would not have the Silva programs today. He invested 22 years of his life and $500,000 developing systems to help his own family and to help anyone who wanted help. He never turned anybody down, and he refused to let anyone pay him. He would never even accept reimbursement for gasoline or for anything else. That, he believes, that is why higher intelligence continued to give him more and more and more information so that he developed the program that a lot of people had looked for. He developed the method to get to this level, to convert the subconscious to an inner conscious level so that we can correct the problems in our lives and so that we can use our intuition to make better decisions and to get the guidance we need from higher intelligence. When we do things without worrying about the compensation, as Marge Walcott did, the compensation will come. Some people, faced with a devastating illness that has incapacitated them so they can't even move, might be so depressed by it, under a death sentence. Some people might be so depressed and so frustrated, why did God do this to me? Why is this happening to me? Marge Walcott resisted that temptation. She continued to do whatever she could, however little it might be. All she could do was pray. All she could do was program. She worked for other people, and along the way, she benefited as well. That's the way the system works.